In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the full abdominoplasty. This is, in fact, not just one operation, but multiple different variations. We can include diastasis recta repair, vascular liposuction, as well as hernia repairs and other things as part of the operation as well. We can also trim the mons pubis area. So stay tuned and hear all about the full abdominoplasty in this podcast. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beldholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS, specialist surgeon, and my medical registration number is MED00118627 4. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy, and this range from abdominoplasty, which is a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy, which is body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, arm lift, thighplasty, which is inner thigh lift. I will also discuss breast surgery in the context of post-weight loss and post-pregnancy changes. I'm going to initially go through the basics of this operation and the benefits and negatives as well. What is the full abdominoplasty? Well, the full abdominoplasty mainly focuses on the central abdomen, so the upper and lower abdomen, and not so much the flank area, which is more the extended abdominoplasty. So we're cutting loose skin and repositioning the belly button. It's called the umbilicus. We may repair lower abdominal and upper abdominal diastasis recti. We may do some hernia repairs as well. It's very, very common to have umbilical hernias, belly button hernias that need to be repaired as well. And it's very common to have incisional hernias, ventral hernias, inguinal hernias, and other things that we can repair as part of the full abdominoplasty. The incision for a full abdominoplasty tends to be just past the hips. It doesn't go around the hip towards the back, which is usually the extended abdominoplasty. What different variations of the full abdominoplasty? What different variations are there? There is a significant amount of options that you have for this operation. So we'll go through them in a little bit more detail now. So we got the skin only full abdominoplasty. So that's when we are removing skin only. We're not doing lipo, we're not tightening muscles, we're not doing anything else. So we're cutting around the belly button, pulling the skin down, cutting out excess skin, and then restitching everything. So that's probably the one that takes the quickest. It takes probably about 3 hours, and we'll have the quickest recovery as well, because we're not doing a lot of internal work as well. Now, the full abdominoplasty with vascular liposuction. I do like this option for a lot of patients, because a lot of patients have some fat, and we then get the opportunity to remove the fat from the flank area, from the central abdomen, from the mons area, so we can really thin out the tissues and give you a much better result than just removing the skin itself. And then obviously we are removing the skin as well. Then you have the full abdominoplasty with diastasis recti repair, so muscle separation repair, very common in post-pregnancy women, and it can be done as part of this as well. So, and then we have the full abdominoplasty for hernia with hernia repair. So when you do the full abdominoplasty, you get great exposure of the abdominal wall. As part of that, it's pretty easy to get to a lot of the hernias that happen in the abdominal wall, which are epigastric hernias, ventral hernias, incisional hernias, umbilical hernias, spigelian hernias, inguinal hernias. So if you have any hernia, we can easily deal with that as part of the full abdominoplasty as well, which is very important that we examine you, do all that work beforehand, so that we know what to do when we come to the operation. Then we have the full abdominoplasty with mons pubis resection. The mons pubis, which is a skin and soft tissue in front of the pubic bone, is a very common area to be saggy or excess or bulgy, especially in women after pregnancy, but also at post-weight loss when that skin has sagged down after the weight loss has gone. So that area can be lifted up We can do liposuction across it and make that a lot flatter and a bit more back to where it naturally should sit. Now, who's a full abdominoplasty for? This is a good versatile operation that I use in a lot of patients. So we have the post-weight loss patients that have loose skin in the throughout the central abdomen. I do find that a lot of post-weight loss patients have too much loose skin for a full abdominoplasty, and a lot of times we're talking about an extended or a fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty or even a belt lapectomy. However, if the skin is in the central lower abdomen, then we can get to it with a full abdominoplasty. Post-pregnancy is probably the most common patient group that I do the full abdominoplasty in, and they usually have a vasal liposuction as part of their abdominoplasty as well. So it's a very versatile operation that we can do for a lot of patients with loose skin, muscle separation, hernias, and excess fat. What is the recovery like? The recovery varies from obviously patient to patient, and also it depends on what type of operation we're doing. If we're doing the skin only, then it's a 3-hour operation, 1 or 2 days at the most in hospital, and back to normal within 2 and 3 weeks. If we're doing, for example, the full abdominoplasty with muscle repair, hernia repair, and liposuction, then you're going to probably stay in hospital 3-4 days, and it's going to take you a little bit longer to get back to normal, maybe even 3 to 4 weeks. You will be walking around the next day, obviously not very quickly, usually stand up straight at day 10. Depending on what type of work you do, if you do a desktop job, if for example, if you do a work that you can do from home, you can be back to work within a week. You just have to make sure you're not on the strong pain relief tablets that could interfere with your work performance. Otherwise, 2 weeks is a common period that you get back to work if you have a sedentary desk job. Around 2-week mark is when we start doing the you can start driving as well. So you will probably feel completely back to normal doing all your normal exercise and activities within 3 months. So hope this was helpful. See you in the next podcast. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700, or you can book online. You see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00118627, and my qualifications are I'm an MBBS BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, a specialist registered in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee you're not guaranteed the same result that is, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.